Blog Talk Radio.
And we want to welcome all of you coming from all over the world. The Lord bless you and keep you. It's our prayer that you won't leave the same way that you've come. God is so real, and he's come to bless you all there in Africa and everywhere we can name. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day.
Thank you, sir.
We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we greet you because we know that you are alive and that you have come into the room. And you never go any place without a purpose.
Oh, bless your name.
Bless your holy name. We pray that anything that we have left out, sin of omission that we haven't really done, forgive us. And the sin of commission, forgive us. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for everything
you,
that you've done. Everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for everything, Lord. You've been so good, so kind, so marvelous, and so wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your holy name. And Lord, be with the prayer line today. We surrender to the Holy Ghost.
Surrender to you.
Let it take over. And give us a great day, we pray. Heal those who are sick. Those who are sick and heal. Let them experience the miracle-working power of the Lord in Jesus' name. Save those who are unsaved. Oh, God, deliver those who need deliverance. Fix things for those who need fixing. Things fixed in Jesus' name. Bless everybody. In the name of Jesus, we ask for miracles, multitudinous miracles. In the name of Jesus, lift us up, Lord, where we belong. In the name of Jesus, we pray all these things.
Yes, Lord.
Let people who need deliverance be delivered. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Now thank you for it in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we believe it, Lord. We're not going to wait to know. Any battles are over.
Okay.
We've got the victory now.
Yes.
And we praise you for it. Oh, Lord, we love you. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. I want to just begin the day by asking you for your prayers. I went up to see a young man the other day in Lansing Prison, and so many stipulations, I just really could not get in. I persisted, but could not get in. It's a long ways up to Lansing, and that's the second time I've been there trying to get in to see this young man. His mother died. Having the funeral on tomorrow. I haven't even been able to talk to him. They haven't let me talk to him. Even in the chaplain's office, they wouldn't let him come there and let me talk to him by phone in the chaplain's office. I don't understand it. There seems to be no mercy, but in the name of Jesus, there is mercy. And we have to be careful during this season because losing your mother and then facing Christmas alone can be pretty grueling. I don't want him to contemplate anything that would do harm to himself. So if y'all would pray about that, I'd appreciate it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. And then
during the day, Jesus.
And let's not be like the people who are saints. They say they're saints, but they can speak to God, but they can't speak to their brother or sister. Let's speak to each other. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my heavenly Father, children.
Yeah, thank God.
We are
be careful.
Still together.
So much. And then I'm going to open the line in just a moment for those who really know better than to keep their mouths closed when they have an opportunity to praise the Lord. And I want to give you an opportunity to join us like they did in the old church. Amen. And give God praise and thank you together. Don't have to wait, you know, till everybody comes in and then you try to come in last. Why would you do that when you got an opportunity to praise the Lord? When I say praise, check, come on in. Don't try to be the last one. Try to be the first one. And give God glory and adoration. Amen. Let's have our praise check now. Praise
thank you,
do for the Lord on his birthday. you might want to approach it even before that day, before Christmas Day. What can I do for the Lord? Why don't you go to him? You always think about yourself. Why don't you go to him and ask him, Lord, what do you want on your birthday? What do you want for Christmas? He's real. He'll tell you. He'll give you ideas of what you can do for his birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I suggested, why don't you remember him first? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Why don't you remember him first? Before you remember anybody else, it's his birthday. Does that make common sense? It's his birthday. Why don't you remember him first? Then why don't you consider helping the homeless? Go out and get you some blankets. See somebody cold out there under the bridge. Don't just pass them by going 50 miles an hour. plan to stop. And when you give it to them, take the eye out of what you're doing. Take the eye. Oh, my God. Take the eye out of what you're doing. Why don't you put, when you get their attention, why don't you just tell them the Lord told me to bring this to you. Make it a birthday gift from the Lord. The Lord uses people. And why don't you let them know it's from the Lord? Who gave you the idea? Certainly not me. I didn't know how to do this until the Lord gave it. Why don't you tell them the Lord sent you a blanket? It might be a little spiritual for them. Sometimes they need that more than anything, a spiritual gift. Amen. Then go to the senior citizens' homes, or go to the boys' and girls' homes, and try to do something for them. You know, go buy a present, you know. You can get it at Walmart, or go to the dollar store and get you a nice present for about $5, $6, $7. Amen. And why don't you adopt a family like an angel on an angel tree? Help someone. You know, it can be someone at church. It can be a neighbor that you really don't do anything for. Why don't you try to help win a soul to Christ? I think that would be the greatest gift if you got somebody into the kingdom. Amen. Why don't you start by the hospital, see some of those people. I was out to the nursing home, not the nursing home, but the rehab center the other night, and I saw them. So heavy, looked like they were about 500 or 600 pounds. Amen. It might be nice just to buy them a card. Amen. That's what I plan to do. Buy them a card and go in that room and just say Merry Christmas to you. This is from the Lord. Amen. So many things you can do. Oh my God. Reach out and reach in. Yeah. My God, reach from your heart. Amen. And when you give, it would be reaching into their heart. Amen. So many things we can do. I want first fruits to be guilty of leading the way toward helping people. Amen. There's so many selfish people. You know, you can just listen to what they say. It's always about them. When they plan things, they want to plan it their way. They don't even consider anything else except their way. Just selfish. Why don't you ask the Lord, amen, what he wants, amen, and then ask those who are in authority what they want, amen. Reach out, reach in. So many people have ideas. I want to get some more ideas, and then we're going to have a few praise reports today. Get your praise report ready. All right? If you've got an idea of something we can entertain and do for Christmas, amen, for the Lord's birthday, let's hear. Amen. Anybody else have something that you want to present on this prayer line? People listening from all over the world, get it ready. All right, Ambassador Hagen, give us our station identification. And Illustrata, if you're there, we'll open the line up to you. All right.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Hagan, and we are broadcasting live here in the Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio, it is the world's largest social radio network in the world. And we can be accessed by all of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, podcasting, you name it. And we give God the praise. And we are here. We can be assessed. Just simply call into the station, 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world. And we just give God the praise. More than 90 million listeners are listening to us right now. And we give God the praise for what he is doing. We thank God for our chief ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And the world is catching on in a brand new spiritual awakening. And it is happening. We do salute you today, Chief Ambassador. God bless you, sir, for an excellent
job. God bless
you.
Thank you so very much. All right, El Estrada, if you're there, are you there? All right, God bless you. Let's move forward today and give us maybe three or four people, give us a way that we can celebrate Jesus. The line is open to you. Amen. Who's first? Anyone? I hear you trying to get in. Go ahead. The line is open. It's open to all of you. Anyone? All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Would you give us some thought, saints of the Most High God? Amen.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
This is 816 Charlotte Gray. I am giving my praise report and also is it telling how to be a blessing during Christmas first, right?
Yes.
Okay. Being a blessing during Christmas is I am reaching out to those who don't know the Lord that are close to me, that say that they do, and I'm just giving them examples of the Holy Ghost and how the Holy Spirit will move on you if you allow him to, and to make changes in your life. So that is my testimony for Christ, for Christmas, just telling people about the awesome Holy Ghost, his individual body, and how he can move on you, and witnessing, yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's great. Let me suggest to you all, why don't you consider that you fasted for yourself during the year? You need something from the Lord. Have you ever thought about turning that around and fasting, telling Jesus, Lord Jesus, much money? No, that wouldn't impress him anyway. The richest person in the world. I don't have much money, but giving it, fast for you. I'm doing this fast today, or these 3 days, or whatever it may be, for your birthday, in the name of Jesus. I gave God a 1,000-day fast, not trying to boast. Like Paul, if I boast of anything, I boast of the Lord. But I'm just trying to show you that it's very easy to do that. Give God a fast for his birthday. And so many other things you can do for his birthday, where he will receive it with joy and know that you are making a sacrifice for him. All right? Anybody else have a suggestion of what you can do to celebrate Jesus for his
praise birthday? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my brother.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I say, if we just love one another. We make each other happy. We pray for each other. We just pray for the ones we don't know, the people that we hadn't seen yet. And we just love and share our love with one another. And it's always a way that you can help somebody. Yesterday, I had a wonderful brunch. I said to prayer yesterday, and I had people. I had about 49 or 56 people at the brunch yesterday. And I tell you, I was happy. They were happy. I tell you, I just thank God for being so good and making people happy. I just say, when y'all leave this place, y'all are happy. When you leave here, make somebody else happy. Carry happiness with you when you leave here. And I just thank you, praise God. Because God is so good. He is so good. I just can't thank him enough because he's just good. He's awesome. I just can't thank him enough for being so good. And I just pray every day that my life would shine, that men and women, boys and girls, can see this work through me and through God have given me the ministry that I have. I thank him for being a hospitality for God. I thank him for everything that he done for me to make people happy. That's my happiness, to make other people happy.
Thank you, Mother.
When I go to the nursing home, I love to make people happy. I love to see them smile and have them smile and make them joyful. You know, that makes me happy.
Amen.
And I thank you all to continue to pray for me.
Amen. Beautiful, Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Beautiful. Anybody else? Let me jump in here, Sister Wags, in there, and I want to thank God for what's happening at Amazing Grace next Sunday, actually this Sunday morning. No, I'm sorry, the 21st, next Sunday morning. We are turning the entire Sunday morning service into a ministry service as we minister all the time, but unusual ministry. We're having a pastor's and wife, you might say, a time of giving, a gala, where we're giving away 1,000 toys next Sunday morning, and we're also having dinner for people who are in the community as well as in our church. We're going to turn Sunday morning service. We have set up like a banquet. I want to thank Sister Gina Hodges, who's leading that, and Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, who's doing that. And it's going to be like a banquet with round tables everywhere and people coming into the feast. Remember, that happened in the Word of God. Came into the feast. And those who want to come, we're sending into the highways, into the hedges, and getting them. Amen. Not about the clothes, it's about the souls. That's one of our models. God gave me that some time ago. It's not about the clothes. Don't mind you copying. Just don't plagiarize me. And that means don't give it things out and then try to act like it came from you. Amen. Then I want to thank God, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Just yesterday, she went out and bought 14 chickens. Amen. We've had a couple of people lose loved ones. And, you know, it's a little difficult many times on the Christmas holiday to feed one family on Friday, today, but to feed another family on Saturday, I would think would be a bit much. But Amazing Grace is tackling that. That's kind of like a gift for Jesus. I mean, it's not for Amazing Grace. It's for the Lord. These people are hurting. They lost their mother. They lost their sister. They lost their auntie. They're hurting. And for somebody to be kind to them at this time is a great, great, great gift. All right. Anybody else have another suggestion of what you can do for Jesus to celebrate Jesus on his birthday?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ambassador.
God bless you. Bless you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. Good morning. God bless everyone on the First Fruit Prayer Line. It's Ambassador Pfeiffer. Just saying God bless everyone on the prayer line. And I have just found that one way to encourage someone else, Ambassador Johnson, we can go to the mental institutions where people are forgotten. People are left out. And the reason I say that, because all this week long I've been in service with our jurisdiction, but it's also been a challenging week. And I just got back into town, but when I was getting ready to leave, there were so many challenges. It seemed like it was too much for me to even leave at one point, because we have pastors and elders and evangelists and their wives been on medication, and the medication seemed not to be working, and they're putting their family members in these institutions because the medication is overly medicated, I do feel. And we need to visit some of the mental institutions and cast out some of the enemy, cast them out of the minds of the people. And many times we can even meet them in their homes and cast these devils out. And you'd be surprised at how God has been moving and working here in Kentucky. And we'll be in service. I had to come back here last night to be in a service today and tomorrow here. And then I'll be gone again Sunday. But God has just been moving and blessing. We have a lot of people going to mental institutions now, and especially, as I heard you say earlier, this time of the year, they're missing parents, missing their mothers, missing fathers, missing loved ones. And it didn't matter how they lost them, they're missing them. And these are the people that we can minister to and show some love to and let them know. Because I don't, it doesn't matter how far gone a person's mind is. When you start saying Jesus to them and speaking about his goodness to them, they will come alive. And I just want to just throw that in there. This is some of the mental institutions and the youth homes. God bless you and have a wonderful day. I love every one of you, and I've missed you all week. I have been tuning in here and there, but it was too much in the background for me to be on there permanently. But God bless you, and I love you.
And we have missed you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, so much. Amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful suggestion. All right, that other person, go ahead. The line's open to you.
This is Ambassador-elect. Glory to God. I've enjoyed what little I've heard. I haven't been on the line long. I'm have to hop back off, and I'm hoping no one gave this suggestion in addition to the others that I've heard. A lot of church service, you can bring your church service into the institutional system during the holidays as well as any other time. But a lot of times in the prison system where I am, the churches provide gifts for the inmate. You just have to ask them what is the list that they're able to bring. You can bring socks, combs, soaps, because a lot of them don't receive commissary. So you can bring in things. And another one is send them cards. A lot of times they don't get cards from other people, as well as sending cards to